From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
It's 84 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with 100% match, doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will hear a conversation with Yulia Navalnaya on the legacy of her husband. We'll talk about his new posthumous memoir. Also, we will hear from Daniel Caudill and Zane Irwin. They take a look at some new polling data, which is telling us how Kansans feel about abortion, marijuana legalization, and a whole lot more. What it could all mean for state policy, coming up in the next 30 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival on November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight, lows in the lower 50s tomorrow, sunshine and cooler. We are expecting a high in the lower 70s. Don't forget, following All Things Considered this evening, we have classical music for you. Tonight, Destiny Says Hello, I Love You from 7 to 9 p.m. and a big Halloween surprise for you. Something you may have never heard, something you may never want to hear again. Check it out tonight, 7 to 9 on KPR One.
Support for NPR
coming on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, advancing research, teaching, and learning at the intersection of people and ideas. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka. It is 93 in Chanute. The time is 3:30.
From both. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. The Dow lost 6 points, down a fraction. The tech-heavy Nasdaq gained 33 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Officials in Topeka have completed a review of the pipes running beneath the streets and buildings of the capital city and found that more than 1,000 service lines are in need of replacement. KSNT reports that the city has discovered nearly 200 lead service lines and more than 800 galvanized lines. The city plans to work at identifying the remain unknown service lines over the next 3 years. Crews plan to begin replacing the old and outdated lines soon. New data shows the number of Kansans with disabilities waiting for state-funded services has dropped by 800 since the spring. That was when lawmakers allocated more than $45 million to reduce the wait list. Some Kansans wait 10 years for support with daily activities, but there are still more than 4,500 Kansans with intellectual and developmental disabilities waiting for services. At an oversight meeting today, Mike Burgess with the Disability Rights Center of Kansas urged lawmakers to invest more in reducing the wait list next year.
If you keep doing the things that you're doing, we may be able to eliminate the IDD waiting list over the next 3 or 4 years.
He also asked officials to consider prioritizing services for people with the most immediate needs. A federal judge has dismissed an Olathe man's defamation lawsuit against conservative lawmakers who falsely accused him of being a shooter at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Peggy Lowe has more.
Police briefly detained Denton Loudermill after the parade shooting for not leaving the scene quickly enough. A photograph of Loudermill in handcuffs made its way to social media, where he was falsely accused of the shootings, for which six other young men have since been charged. From there, three Republican Missouri senators helped circulate the misinformation, adding that he was, quote, an illegal alien, which is also false. The federal judge in Kansas dismissed the case, saying the misinformation wasn't targeted at people there. Loudermill's attorney says he will refile. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler, highs topping out in the lower 70s. Clear again tomorrow night, lows in the upper 40s. We do finally get a 30% chance of rain on Thursday. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from the State Center.
And you are listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. With Kansans in some counties already voting in the presidential election and in state house races, new survey data provides a look at how people in Kansas feel about certain key issues. Kansas News Service reporters Daniel Caudill and Zane Irwin discuss the results of the survey and how this election could affect the partisan back and forth in Topeka.
Hey, Daniel. So we've got some new polling data.
It has a lot of sway over what kind of bills advance in the state house. But recently he indicated he'd be more open to discussions after a recent federal proposal to reclassify the drug to a less serious level. Right now, there's a committee hosting informational hearings on medical marijuana, but it's not clear what the will of that committee might be. They could potentially make a recommendation on a bill for lawmakers to consider next session.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporters Daniel Caudill and Zane Irwin. The election is November 5th, but early voting is already underway in some counties. Visit votekansas.gov to check your voter registration. Kansas News Service reports on health, economics, education, and many other issues connected to public policy. You will find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies as well. Stay tuned. We will have an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, former President Donald Trump has promised to punish his opponents once he's back in the White House. Critics are very worried that he might really mean it.
It's a terrifying thought because that is literally the most powerful person in the world that knows you and wants only bad for you.
More on fears that Trump would exact revenge on his perceived enemies. We'll also get an update on what is going on with the hospitals in Lebanon, all coming up on KPR. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler than today. Highs in the lower 70s, lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka. The time is 4 o'clock.
Arm. Arm.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
85 degrees in Topeka, 88 in Emporia. This is KPR. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for spending part of your busy day with us here at KPR. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we'll have a conversation with the Morning Edition co-hosts, Michelle Martin and Steve Inskeep. They have been in Pennsylvania. I swear there are other commonwealths in this nation, but they've been in Pennsylvania for quite some time, talking to a lot of people. A lot of people feel like the entire election's really going to come down to Pennsylvania. So anyway, they've been there, finding out what's going on. We will also explain concerns over cases of dengue fever cropping up in Los Angeles, California. There is concern that it was acquired locally. That story and a whole lot more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Live Day is happening on Friday. Live classical music throughout the day from our performance studio and the Lawrence Public Library. We'll hear from the Washburn Winds, the St. Petersburg String Quartet, the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, and many more. Live Day Friday, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from
Vania. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. Layla Fadl, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Emporia, 83 in Manhattan. It is 4:30.
Tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 33 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New data shows the number of Kansans with disabilities waiting for state-funded services has dropped by 800 since the spring. That was when lawmakers allocated more than $45 million to reduce the wait list. Some Kansans wait 10 years for support with daily activities, but there are still more than 4,500 Kansans with intellectual and developmental disabilities waiting for services. At an oversight meeting today, Mike Burgess with the Disability Rights Center of Kansas urged lawmakers to invest more in reducing the wait list next year.
If you keep doing the things that you're doing, we may be able to eliminate the IDD waiting list over the next 3 or 4 years.
He also asked officials to consider prioritizing services for people with the most immediate needs. The superintendent of USD 421 in Linden has been placed on administrative leave following his arrest last week on charges of child endangerment and obstruction. KSNT reports that Superintendent Brad Marcotte was arrested by the Linden Police Department on Friday. He was booked and released the same day after paying a $2,500 bond. A press release from USD 421 said the school board voted to place Marcotte on administrative leave following his arrest. No further information has been released by police or the school board. A federal judge sentenced a Wichita man to 2 years of probation yesterday for breaching the Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. The Midwest Newsroom's Kaven Mansouri has more.
According to court documents, Chad Dustin Senram participated in the Save America March before breaching the Capitol. He spent roughly a half hour inside the building with other rioters. Senram took videos on his phone and chanted treason at Capitol police officers alongside other insurrectionists. He wore a face mask with an American flag painted on it and painted stars and stripes into his hair. In addition to probation, Judge Anna C. Raines ruled Senram must pay $500 in restitution for damage to the Capitol building. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Kayvon Mansouri.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow and cooler with a high in the lower 70s.
Support for NPR comes.
Carrie Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will hold down the local news duties. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Stick around. We have a fresh set of news headlines at 5:01. Then striking machinists at Boeing will be voting tomorrow on a new contract offer. Also, according to a new report, 70% of adults say the presidential election is a significant source of stress in their lives.
Republicans and Democrats are actually reunited on having concern about the future of the nation and not sure that the country's systems of checks and balances is actually working.
Fears of political violence are also widespread. We will tell you more coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things Considered
News. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for that story about fascinating cemeteries and, of course, all the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
Mobility and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Emporia, 92 in Chanute. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into education, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.
Stick around. News headlines coming up at 5:30. In our next 30 minutes, we will have a conversation with the widow of Alexei Navalny. A posthumous memoir called Patriot has been released, and Yulia Navalnaya will talk about her husband's legacy. We will also hear from our reporters over at the Kansas News Service. They have been examining new polling data, examining how Kansans feel about abortion, the legalization of marijuana, and more. Those stories coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall, offering first-run indie films, repertory screenings, concerts, karaoke, trivia, and more. Current listings and event schedule at libertyhall.net or the box office at the corner of 6th and Mass in downtown Lawrence.
Don't forget, Live Day is coming up. KPR's turned this into an annual tradition. It's going to happen on Friday. Concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Live classical music Friday, beginning at 9 a.m. on your KPR One stations. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Cooler tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. Lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night. We finally get a chance of rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-80s. It's 520.
Plus, we hear from voters in the key swing state of Pennsylvania on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
If you've got an old car that won't make it through another Kansas winter, KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We turn your donated vehicle into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Abilene, 83 in Atchison. It is 5:30.
The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch and his romantic partner Matthew Smith were arrested in Florida today, and co-defendant James Jacobson was detained in Wisconsin. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Officials in Topeka have completed a review of the pipes running beneath the streets and buildings of the capital city and found that more than 1,000 service lines are in need of replacement. KSNT reports that the city has discovered nearly 200 lead service lines and more than 800 galvanized lines. The city plans to work at identifying the remaining unknown service lines over the next 3 years. Crews plan to begin replacing the old and outdated lines soon. A federal judge has dismissed an Olathe man's defamation lawsuit against conservative lawmakers who falsely accused him of being a shooter at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Peggy Lowe has more.
Police briefly detained Denton Loudermill after the parade shooting for not leaving the scene quickly enough. A photograph of Loudermill in handcuffs made its way to social media, where he was falsely accused of the shootings, for which six other young men have since been charged. From there, three Republican Missouri senators helped circulate the misinformation, adding that he was, quote, an illegal alien, which is also false. The federal judge in Kansas dismissed the case, saying the misinformation wasn't targeted at people there. Loudermill's attorney says he will refile. I'm Peggy Lowe.
A federal judge sentenced a Wichita man to 2 years of probation yesterday for breaching the Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. Midwest Newsroom's Kayvon Mansouri has more.
According to court documents, Chad Dustin Senram participated in the Save America March before breaching the Capitol. He spent roughly a half hour inside the building with other rioters. Senram took videos on his phone and chanted treason at Capitol police officers alongside other insurrectionists. He wore a face mask with an American flag painted on it and painted stars and stripes into his hair. In addition to probation, Judge Anna C. Raines ruled Senram must pay $500 in restitution for damage to the Capitol building. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Kayvon Mansouri.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine, cooler, highs in the lower 70s. Clear tomorrow night with a low in the upper 40s. More sunshine on Thursday, but we will have a 30% chance of showers during the day. 50% chance of showers and storms Thursday night. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this
husband, Alexei Navalny's movement. And tomorrow, we'll talk with her about Vladimir Putin and the future of the opposition in Russia.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
And you are listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. With Kansans in some counties already voting in the presidential election and state house races, new survey data provides a look at how people in Kansas feel about certain important issues. Kansas News Service reporters Daniel Caudill and Zane Irwin discussed the results of the survey and how this election could affect the partisan back and forth in Topeka.
Hey, Daniel. So we've got some new
pin on a bill for lawmakers to consider next session.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporters Daniel Caudill and Zane Irwin. The election is November 5th. Early voting is already underway in some counties. Visit votekansas.gov to check your voter registration. The Kansas News Service reports on health, economics, education, and many other issues connected to public policy. You will find more of their stories at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Arencia de Mexico on October 26th. The new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Coming up in our next half hour, a hospital in southern Beirut evacuated all of its patients yesterday after Israel said it is sitting on top of a hidden Hezbollah bunker full of millions of dollars in gold and cash. We will also hear from our investigative reporter, Tom Dreisbach, looking into promises that former President Donald Trump has made to punish his opponents once he's back in the White House. Those stories and more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. It is 84 degrees on the KU campus here in Lawrence, high atop Mount Oread. It is 10 minutes before 6.
And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
We speak with the author of a travel guide full of recommendations for the country's most fascinating cemeteries on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines are coming up in just about 60 seconds. It is 6 o'clock.